Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't.
That's Ben E. King bringing us back. One of the greats, one of the classics, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our outstanding Brain Trust member, Anita Rosen, the author of E-Commerce Question and Answer book and also E-Learning 2.0, two different books. Anita, give us your website, too, please.
ReadyGo.com.
All right. And there's one more, isn't there?
Oh, AnitaRosen.com.
There you go. I remember. So check all that out, folks, and please take advantage of Anita's wisdom and experience and knowledge. She has a lot that you can learn. You can learn a lot from her, as you can tell. Anita, we're talking about Facebook. We're talking about not only the mechanics and the philosophy of Facebook, but also the attitude you have to have about Facebook. If you wake up on Sunday morning wondering how you're going to make payroll this Friday, you could run an ad on Monday, and that could generate enough revenue to help you make payroll on Friday. But don't wake up on Sunday morning with that attitude and launch a Facebook page on Monday and expect it to make payroll for you or contribute to payroll on Friday. That it requires a lot more discipline and a lot more patience than the traditional market activity. What do you think, Anita?
I completely agree. And that's the whole thing, is Facebook is where you build community. So when you look at the marketing sales cycle, I was talking before, when I started off in the industry, I worked for IBM, the computer industry. I worked for IBM, and we used to have a philosophy of, they called it herd, train, and sell. And that was because they knew it took a lot longer for a salesperson to walk in and sell to a new customer. It took a lot less time, I should say, for them to sell if one of their customers have attended one of our training seminars.
Right, right.
And that's because we could talk to them about the new technology, and that saved the salesperson a lot of time. It was one or two meetings it saved. So the salesperson wasn't having to sell. So it was... they could do a better job, and it was less expensive to pull a whole bunch, have one of these seminars where you could have 40, 50 people in a room and talk to them about the latest trends. And then when the salesperson walked in, this person was already primed.
Up to speed, right, exactly.
Up to speed. They didn't have to go back and start training them before they could sell to them.
But you were doing more educating. It was community building, but at the foundation was information. And in Facebook... It's more than just information. It's a social thing. It's a peer thing. There are different values in social media than there is in the mainstream marketplace.
Right. And I was also doing business to business, but I'm just trying to show that it's not that this is a new phenomenon. There's a lot of community building that businesses have done in the past. This is just brings it to a new level because it's easier to do.
That's an excellent point, Anita, because small business owners have been building communities since time immemorial.
Right.
This is just a new platform that they need to think about doing it on. You're making the point of why I've been telling small businesses to quit thinking about it as social media. And think of the term building online customer communities. If you think of it like that, it'll cause you to be a little more deliberate.
But I think that's the problem. I think that a small business person that's listening to this is saying is, what do you really mean by this community, and what's that really going to do
for me?
Tell us
what that is, then.
So let's talk about what a community really is and how you build that. That's where the like comes in.
Right.
You sit there and say, like my business. Well, if you like the business and you have 500 friends, they might all sit there and say, oh, I like that business, or I don't know that business that you like. So sometimes when they see a friend that likes the business, they might want to go over and see, well, what business is that you mm-hmm. like? So what do you want to tell people? What's on your Facebook page is what do you want to tell people about who you are? And you know, are you a quirky little store? Are you a certain kind of restaurant that has certain kind of food? You know, you want to tell people who you are. So as a disciplined business person, you know, there's certain things that you need to do, and one thing you might need to be doing is from your Facebook page, let's say you're a bakery. You get on there and you talk about one of the items that you bake. You know, you found this recipe, or this is an old family recipe, and you show pictures of, you know, mm-hmm. the food.
You're demonstrating values and relevance now, not competitiveness.
Right. You're not trying to, you sit there and say, what you're hoping is people take a look at this and say, that looks good. I want one
but
of those.
Here's how it cross-pollinates. So they haven't heard of you before. They saw that somebody liked you. They go and they get a little bit interested. The next thing they know, they hear your radio ad or see your newspaper ad, and now they're like the people that went to your courses. They're
right.
They're already pre-qualified.
Right, exactly. What you're doing is priming.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, they like them? Oh, I've seen that bakery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, that friend likes them?
Yeah. And see, in the old days, in order to get that kind of a media mix, you had to spend money on television, radio, newspaper, magazine. You had to spend money all those places. Now you can do this with the social media.
But you're still spending money in all those places. You just have a new one.
But this one's not as the money is a lot more efficient and a lot less expensive, even though it does cost money. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Anita Rosen. She's going to wrap all this up and put a bow around it for us after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.